Okay, so let's have a look at the different types of taxation terms that you need to know. So tax credits. So this is an allowance from the government that reduces the amount of tax that an employee pays. So you're not going to pay all your tax on your to the revenue. You're going to get a certain amount of tax credits. And we'll look at those tax credits, the different types of tax credits when it comes to a question. To make sure that the correct tax credits are given to employee, they should fill in a form 12A when they go for a job the first time. That is now gone. That's now where you go onto Revenue Online and you put in your PPS number and you get an RPM number. That's where your tax credits will go. So you don't have to fill out the form 12A anymore. But your tax credit is an allowance from the government so that you reduce the amount of tax that you pay. Notice of credits then. So this will also be online as well. So it's a document setting out the tax credits to which the employee is entitled to. So it tells you what you're entitled to and also the standard rate cutoff point that you're entitled to as well. So what's your cutoff point before you start paying your higher rate of tax? A copy of this is sent to the employee and the employer, but now it's all done online. So your notice of credits will be online underneath Revenue Online. Form P60, so employees receive this at the end of the year. So now that's going to be on your account. And it shows the amount of pay, income tax and PSI paid by the employer for the year. So that's to make sure that you're not paying too much tax. You got your balancing statement then, form P21, which is now done online, but this is sent to revenue if the employee thinks that they've paid too much tax for the year. If they have, they'll receive money back. So if you've overpaid, you'll get a rebate. If you've underpaid, then you'll have to pay the balance, pay more. And the last one then, your P45, which is online, gives all the information. So this is given by the employer to the employee when they leave the job, but now you do it online to make sure it shows how much tax and PSI they've paid, and it's needed by the next employee to calculate the correct amount of tax to be paid. So that's to make sure that you don't have to pay emergency tax. Now all this is done online, so when you create your account at the start, everything will be there, so it's easier to pass it on from employer to employee, and it's easier to see how much tax you've paid and to check all that and make sure that everything is correct.